This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:07 and it's the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and it's time now for Popit Parliament. But wait, oh surprise, it is not. I jest, but of course there were a lot of developments in that area today, which is why we don't have our final report really of this special sitting of Parliament, but instead we will be doing a deeper take, I suppose, on everything that's occurred. That's coming up after 6 o'clock. But
clearly, making plans ahead works for no one these days.
don't say that about our show. We still have a whole hour to look forward to. But we are, however, looking at another story that's really quite the cause for concern, because pharmacists are up in arms over a link in MySejahtera that promotes COVID self-test kits from one particular company and site, which is Pharma2U. Now, just to be clear, earlier Sharmila and I tested this out because we were curious where exactly this is. And essentially, you have to have updated your MySejahtera. There is a new little icon on the homepage, which says COVID self-test kits. When you click on that, it gives you options of what those self-test kits are. And Pharma2U sits within the bulk buy section, I believe.
Yes. So Pharma2U is essentially the point that has become the point of contention, really. The Malaysian Pharmacist Society has actually lodged a complaint with the Health Ministry. And they say that it's a violation of the Health Ministry's guidelines to only allow licensed community pharmacies and healthcare facilities that have been approved by the Medical Device Authority to be able to sell these kits. So the Pharmacist Society also expressed anger that putting this up on the MySejahtera app provides an unfair disadvantage to Pharma2U, the said company that's currently listed. And, you know, this essentially opens up the doors to a number of issues, right? One is that it's essentially an abuse of that dominant position in the app. It provides visibility to one particular seller. And they also compare this to valid community pharmacies that are operating in accordance with the stipulated laws and regulations. And I think, more importantly to the consumer, they've been pointing out that these pharmacies that are vetted through by the health authorities provide the self-test kits with proper counseling and guidance.
Yes, and that is a larger acknowledgement, I think, of the role that pharmacies play within our healthcare system, because they are neighborhood pharmacies, community pharmacies for a reason, right? They build relationships, they speak to the people, and that allows them to actually talk it through with customers about what you need to do. Here's why you need to do it. Because essentially, direct selling of COVID-19 self-testing kits without that proper education, without that proper guidance, it could potentially lead to inaccurate results. It could also cause a higher probability of cross-contamination and an under-reporting of test results via the MySejahtera app, which I think is also an important point. Now, the other thing here is the name of the company, because as we said earlier, it's Pharma2U, and the society has pointed out that the use of the name Pharma is not legally allowed under Clause 13 in the Registration of Pharmacists Act 1951, because this is not a company that's under the control and management of a registered pharmacist. So the concern here is that putting the word Pharma, or having the word Pharma in the name, and in a name that is on a prominent spot in MySejahtera, could end up confusing members of the public. And so the suggestion instead to get around this is that the app could instead include maps to direct people to their nearest community pharmacy, rather than saying, here's the point of call.
Which, I mean, we've had a lot of issues with MySejahtera, but it comes back to this question of what role is it supposed to serve? It's meant to be public service. It's meant to be providing us with information that we need. And wouldn't that really be the more useful thing to do, to tell you which are the reliable places around you? I mean, or if you're offering websites, then to offer a variety of vetted, verified places that you can buy these kits from, rather than one specific place.
Yeah, and I think the other issue here is that of plain old transparency, I think, just in terms of why it is that this one particular link is the one that's being highlighted, even if it is specifically for bulk buy, right? That's not really the point. I think the issue is whether they are, for example, the only people who have been who have been licensed to do this, which doesn't appear to be the case at all. You know, it's just a curious thing, right? And I think that it's one of those questions that I would assume the government would not want people to ask about Mysejahtera, because it plays such a big role in terms of our fight against the pandemic, and it is also such a centralized port of call that you don't want more questions about stuff like transparency and accountability. We already have that around things like the vaccine. And every day it feels like the government is firefighting on that front, right? Trying to assure, trying to talk about it. That I don't think with the emergence of self-test kits, we need another point of potential doubt or worry.
Absolutely, I agree. And the point that the Malaysian Pharmacist Society brings up with this question of providing the right guidance, and if the right guidance is not given, that this can lead to wrong ways of using the test kit or underreporting, those are serious concerns. And I don't know, to me, this feels like one of those things that absolutely as much transparency as possible.
So we are going to be speaking after this with Jack Shen Lim, Treasurer at the Malaysian Pharmaceutical Society, to find out more. But let us know what you think. Does this move of attaching that link right within Mysejahtera, does it give an unfair advantage to one company? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about a link being available or being placed in Mysejahtera that essentially looks to promote COVID self-test kits from one particular company and site, Pharma2U. Again, this is under the COVID-19 self-test kits icon or section on the app, and it's specific to bulk buys. But this has really, I think, raised issues of transparency and also about where the role is of licensed and community pharmacists, right, in terms of distributing these tests. So we want to know what you think. Does this give an unfair advantage to one company? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now joining us, we have Jack Shen Lim, Treasurer at the Malaysian Pharmaceutical Society. Jack, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good evening.
So we touched on this a little bit earlier in terms of what your society has issued in terms of a statement. But can you tell us more about why this move by Mysejahtera is problematic?
Well, if we look at it from our society's perspective, and also for pharmacists and doctors throughout Malaysia, is that number one, why is, like you said, mentioned earlier, why is one particular company being the link is placed online when the directive where it came from KKM on the 22nd of July states that this is going to be open to all community pharmacies as well as private healthcare facilities like clinics nationwide. And that's actually the first point. And the second thing is that by doing so, there is an unfair advantage for this website. And but more pertinent to this is actually the safety issue. It is actually a public health issue where the directive actually put very clear cut steps to do what to do before the test, what to do during the test, what to do after the test. And that is supposed to be monitored by your healthcare professional, which is your doctors and your pharmacists.
So was the Malaysian Pharmaceutical Society consulted about this move?
For the link on Mysejahtera, definitely not. We did have some forewarning with the 22nd of July with that letter that came out together with the guidelines as well that spells out what we need to do, how we're going to advise our patients, and that's how we have advised our pharmacists.
So, ideally, how would you like to have seen this handled, or how would you like to have seen this done?
Well, in a perfect situation, of course, number one, we want to have the stakeholders to be consulted. You know, all the doctors. We have 7,000 clinics nationwide, about 3,000 pharmacies nationwide. You know, bring us on the table to actually see how we can best present it on the app. I think you mentioned it earlier, geolocation would be useful to know where you can get it around you. We can track the number of cases around us So, you know, it's something that we can do the same for where you can get these kits. Also, proper infographics, maybe a little bit of time where we can actually show the different brands that are out there, how to use it, and more importantly, how to dispose of it, and then how to report after we get this done. And of course, following what KKM MOH has written out as well. And what else? Let me see. Oh, yes, one more thing. For online platforms, maybe because we do have a lot of online platforms where pharmacists and clinics operate on, and that might actually be useful because they have people on call. Or they are there to actually answer these questions as well. Yeah, so basically, that's my wish list.
So, speaking of wish lists, could you tell us about the kinds of discussions that were had before these test kits were made available to sell locally?
Discussions? Oh, yeah. Well, I think MOH has been very circumspect in preparing the ground. It has been very stepwise. First is the public health facilities. Then you have the kits made available for clinics to test in the clinics. And now moving on to the next step where we want screening, where you can do this at home. So not much discussion in the sense of how we want to roll this out, but the discussion is more on how we can actually best provide the maximum of screening available at the convenience of your home. Okay, and then to actually reduce the burden from the public facilities that we are where we have issues with at the moment, yes.
Now, could you tell us more about the laws that are related to the sale of COVID test kits in Malaysia and which body, who basically, would be responsible for ensuring that these laws are followed?
All right. The short answer is the Ministry of Health. And there's a specific agency under the Ministry of Health that is called the Medical Devices Agency, MDA. So they approve the suppliers and test kits. That's not only just for the self-test kits. They do that for the PCR test kits that they are being used in the public facilities, as well as the other test kits that are being used in the clinic as well. So they do that. And then the Ministry of Health do come out with guidelines, like I mentioned earlier on 22nd of July, on, you know, what is the process to get the test done, what you need to do after if you are positive or negative, or then how you dispose of the actual test, especially if you are positive.
So you spoke earlier about essentially public health and public information. Why is it risky when people purchase these self-test kits online?
Well, there are two aspects to that, actually, and it's two ends. One is you want to make sure that the test kits are MDA approved. There are a lot of test kits out there, and with modern technology and e-commerce, you are not exactly sure where your test kit is from, which is the reason why we want to say that, you know, if you get it from a clinic or a pharmacy, you know that it is MDA approved because we have licenses to take care of, and we need to comply to this enforcement. And so that's number one. Then number two is also the condition of test kits, because it is actually a reaction that happens in a test kit. So you're not really sure if it is shipped or how they're storing it, if it's not a clinic or a pharmacy. And that's the problem. If that is not sensitive enough, then there is a possibility of a false negative, which is actually more dangerous. And while we are on the word false negative, that goes on to the other side of the story, which is with regards to the patients. If they actually have to follow the procedure set out quite strictly on each test kit. Every test kit has its own procedures, how much you need to do, what you need to scrub at, what you need to take out to put into the test kit, the saliva or whichever. And that actually affects the sensitivity of the test. And that's why it's very important. If you have a false positive, okay, you need to follow the steps. But if you have a false negative and you stay happily going out there to the market and saying, hi, you know, can I have 2 kilos of chicken or something like that? And then, you know, you just spread it around. And of course, the other thing about this is that what you do after. We actually need to drum into our patients that if you have a positive, do not panic, do not hide, do the right proper reporting, go to the right authorities, because you know, you need to get well and we want to treat you. So that's quite important. Yeah. So these are the risks, inherent risks involved if it's just a kid just goes out without any instructions or without any duty of care by a health professional.
And from the point of view of a customer, right? So if I take myself as an example, I haven't actually seen a kit in person. I haven't had the chance to do the thing I would do in a pharmacy, which is turn the box around, look for things, read the description. So from a customer's point of view, what are the things I should be looking for, I should keep in mind when I'm buying these kits?
Well, there are limited a number of kits available, different kits available. And I think the first thing first is that to make sure that they're on the, like I mentioned earlier, on the list of the medical devices, MDA, to make sure that they are properly registered in Malaysia. And the second thing is that the ease of use is one. I think pretty much all the kits that have been approved are pretty much easy to use. But that's the point. The point is that we wanted to have that contact, that duty of care by a pharmacist or a doctor to take care of that. Because then if you have any questions, you can actually ask the pharmacist or the doctor. And then on follow-up, you can actually call them up and you know, follow up on what the issues. And I think that's basically it. As long as it's MDA approved, there is a certain reliability to it. So I think that's fine.
So generally speaking, has there been enough information communicated to the public about these COVID self-test kits and how they should be used?
Well, I think there has been information circulated, but we can always do more. To the well-read, your internet warrior, you might have know all about it. You might even know more than me and the rest of us. But there are a huge portion of the population that do not know. They're not visible on whatever that is out there. So that's why it's a danger that when you have a click button on an app and you go to the site and you order it and you might get a kit and you go, hey, now I have the kit. What should I do with it? And that's always very important. I always have had this this early on COVID in my practice. I actually had this case where when you measure the forehead, now everyone knows how to do the infrared gun, but the distance does matter. So there was a guy that was measuring it, and it's always 32 degrees Celsius, which is the room temperature. You know, you have the tool, but you may not be able to use it properly. So that's why we think that, yeah, that's something to keep in mind. So education, more education, over education is better than under education of the public. Get it available in every language. You know, get every community pharmacy and every clinic to go and say, oh, hi, this is how we do it. This is how you should do it at home. And that's the way to go. Yeah.
So have you heard anything from the government after releasing your statement?
I actually checked with Encik Amrahi, which is our president of the MPS, Malaysian Pharmacist Society. He has told me that the CPRC, which is my brain is, just give me a second. The Crisis Preparedness and Response Center of MOH has contacted the society, and they want to work with us, as well as also on the doctor's side as well, to actually get this rolling much better out. So that's all we have. We are pushing forward actually to get a suggestion that for community pharmacies and clinics to actually be mapped on MySejahtera, as I mentioned earlier, so that's an easy reference to the public. So community pharmacy is ready to assist the public to get the information out there to get the test kit as well.
Jack, we do have a question from a listener. Nishakaran wants to know, what is the next course of action by MPS if the creators of MySejahtera don't provide a satisfactory reply?
We will continue to bring this up with MOH. That's the main thing. Again, I want to stress that we are in this because we want to make sure that the public safety and public health is taken care of. That's actually what we want to highlight. But nevertheless, irrespective, we will be going out there to talk to our community pharmacies to provide information on each of these test kits. on our Facebook and any organ that we actually get information out from MPS, we will be trying to get as much information out there to the public as possible. So that's the steps we are taking to go ahead to do this.
Jack, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure, all mine.
That was Jack Shen Lim, Treasurer at the Malaysian Pharmaceutical Society. If you're interested to learn more about COVID-19 self-test kits, you can tune in at 4 p.m. this Thursday to Health and Living, where Dr. Ravindran Thayan, head of the Virology Unit at the Institute for Medical Research, will be explaining more on how the test works. Now, in the meantime, of course, we just heard from MPS about why they believe that putting a specific link, one link, on MySejahtera to buy these COVID self-test kits is harmful. We want to know what you think. We also want to know, do you think that employers should be providing that to employees? Because that's what we'll be exploring after the 5:30 news. Let us know what you think. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.